cases where there's no chayil, do we say it's an ayinus or do we say it's a ratzin? I mean, it's not something that's a matter of opinion. It's something that's a matter of fact. So what does Taisus mean? It's not a rive gomer. If Taisus would say it's not a rive, I would understand. But Taisus says that it is a rive. If it is a rive, so what makes something to be not a rive gomer? The Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Dalit, Perek Vav, explains this, but he doesn't explain it on our Taisus. He explains it on a similar Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. There, Taisus is talking about the rule of Ein Hayochim B'Mamin Achar Arayv. That by Maminis we don't go Bas Arayv. The case of Ein Hayochim B'Mamin Achar Arayv was a case where a person purchased an animal and planned to use this animal to pull his plow. And when he came home, he found that the animal was not suitable. It was a wild animal. It was not suitable for pulling a plow. So he wanted to return the animal to the seller. With a tiny it's a mekach tos. He sold me an animal, and it can't pull the plow. And the meicher tainid, I sold it to you l'shchita. For shechting, in a wild animal is just as good as a non-wild animal. I sold it to you l'shchita. I thought you wanted to eat meat. So the Gemara says that rove ruba l'radya, rove people would buy animals would be for work, not for eating, which means that he katayna mekachtaz. Ben ein helchim b'mamin achar rove. But by mamin we don't go after rove, and b'meila the purchaser loses. He can't force the seller to take it back because ein helchim b'mamin achar rove. That's the Gemara. So Taisus there asks, let's make a kabel chayva from dinei nefashis. Madach and dinei nefashis, we go bas arayv. Certainly nefashis is more chamer than mamin. So we should go bas arayv by mamin. Taisus answers, the same lashon as our Taisus, that it's a rayv that's not a real rayv. It's a rayv sheinei chashuv. It's not a chashuv arayv, and therefore it does not have a din of arayv. That's Taisus. Teretz. Again, the question is, why does it mean he doesn't have a din of arayv? Do most people buy animals for shchita? Do most people buy animals for plowing? It's something that you can figure out. What's the whole, what does it mean? It's not a chash of arayv, exactly the same. So to answer this, the Shev Shmaitza suggests that most rives, which are rive gomor, are a rive that are beteva. A rive that's a rive beteva, it has to be that way. It is that way. It's that way because of nature. Let's say rive behemais enum trefus. Most animals don't have holes in their lung. So that's the nature of the world. The nature of the world is that most animals are not treif. So that's a rive gomor. That's a solid rive. Or any, just about any rive in Shas is a rive because that's the teva abriya, it's the way it is. Or because it's a fact. If you have 10 butcher stores, 9 are kosher, and 1 is treif. So rive, that's a rive gomor. It's absolute rive. However, here you have a rive which is totally in what an individual decides to do. It's totally what a person wants to do. Let's say you'll say, Rive, there's chocolate and vanilla. So Rive people, chocolate or vanilla? Not sure. I think Rive are chocolate, right? Certainly not strawberry, right? So you say there's a Rive that people like this flavor and not that flavor. Is that a Rive? It's a Rive. Rive people, but it's not a rive gomer. Because it could change. It could be that a strawberry flavor will come into style, a different flavor will come into style, and suddenly people will start doing things differently.
But at that time, so it's not a real rive. At that time, rive is the
so we might know at this time rive people like a certain style. But that we call a rive sheinei gomer. When we paskin based on that rive, we're limited. It's not a certain raiv. It's a raiv which could change. It, first of all, could change in the world. The Shem Shemaitre says more. Any individual could be different. Any person could decide to be different. It's not something which is in the nature habriya. If in the nature habriya, raiv, in the nature of the bria, raiv women who are pregnant give birth. They don't miscarry. That's in the nature of the bria, right? Well, pregnant, give birth. No one woman could decide to be different. Whatever happens to her, happens to her. It's in teva. It depends on nature. It doesn't depend on what she decides. Masha'ein keg, something that's a matter of taste, whether you want to buy animals to plow or buy animals to shecht, it's a matter of taste. It's a matter of what you want. If you have a person who likes meat, and he's going to buy a lot of, he's going to buy ox for meat, so it could be, it'll be his style. It could be in the world, it'll change. So something that depends on people, or what people want to do, that's not a raiv kama. And that is to our taisis also. What does our taisis say? Raiv people who are nanas tell someone about it. Someone is ma'anes a woman, someone rapes a woman, so raiv is that she would tell. It would be a kail. Could be, first of all, it could change. Could be that they won't want to tell. And it could be that this woman won't want to tell. It depends on the person's choice. When it's a person's choice, that's a raiv sheina gomer. It's not a solid raiv. The fact is that right now, raiv people do things this way. But it doesn't paskin in a stronger manner because who knows? Could change. Could change. Rav Moshe has a similar tshuva about a chazaka. He asks whether you can assume... he's talking about checking lettuce for insects. So let's say when you spray lettuce, there are no insects. So if you buy a head of lettuce, you should be able to assume that since most people check, most farmers spray the lettuce, so there's a chazaka that there are no bugs. That's what the shayla is from Moshe. We have a chazaka, most farmers spray the lettuce. So if spraying works, I shouldn't have to check. So Rav Moshe says, no, that's not a chazaka gemura. If you know he sprayed, then you have a chazaka. But it could be one farmer decides, I don't want to spray. Right? It's like a roif hatolim b'maisa. A roif farmer spray. But maybe the farmer who sold you this set of letters, maybe he didn't spray. It's totally what he decides to do. So that, in this case, Rav Moshe is talking about chazaka sheina gemura. It's not a real chazaka that doesn't have bugs. But it's the same idea. It's totally in what people try to do, what they decide to do. And maybe that's what Taisus here means, that this is a raiv sheina gemura. And maybe it's a shvacha raiv. And for that reason, by a svek sveka, it would still be a svek sveka. Mokam svek sveka shari. If you have svek sveka, it's mutter. This type of raiv can't paskin for the second suffix of a svek sveka. This is Taisa's shita. By the way, this shita, the way Ramesha brings it aside, but the way the Shef Shmeitz explains our Taisa's, this is not lahalacha. It's not lahalacha. Lahalacha, such a raiv would be a raiv. But, we have a raiv, that raiv be a sachar abal. So memela, that should be a raiv she'ene gamor. Because, it should be a she'ene gamor, because one woman could decide to be mizana a lot, and she'll have raiv bias with someone she's mizana with. So that should be a raiv she'ene gamor. That's good cash. We give misa. Someone's mizana with he has a half sister from the same father. So we give misa based on that. So why do we give misa? That's like a Rav Bia Sachar Abal. We assume that this sister was born from his father, but who says it's Rav Sheina Gamor? Maybe his mother decided to be mizana all the time. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a question of Taisus. What?
That can change with time.
That's the problem. It could change. It could change. It probably won't change in the world. It's safe to say it won't change in the world. This is in the Teva HaBriya that women are aduk to the husband. But if the individual woman could be a woman who's mizana a lot, and maybe. Yeah, but he's coming to answer the kasha of Tosis Sanhedrin. Tosis said, make a kavachomer from nefashis to mamon. So Sheshmaisa answers, this is a Rav Shein Agamer. It doesn't work by nefashis either. So you can't make a kavachomer to mamon.
It doesn't work by.
Otherwise, it doesn't answer the kasha.
He was saying
that this blood was not a fashion derived because of that.
But
so in the mail, you can't make a kavachayma from the fashion. He was coming to answer the kasha. Why do we say, if it's a similar word by the fashion, then the kasha will come back. So, unless Rabbi Bila Sachar Baal is also the teva, of a woman to be Aduk Labailo.
And being more than the teva for this woman to go and say something.
Well, to say something changes today. Most women.
That's the nature of a
To say something by a cow.
To say something that the type of a person, normal for a person to do that, means that it's the same thing. Normal people will go and buy shows to work. But I can decide not to. It's all tolerance. Where it does, so I can't be any different.
So you're saying the kasha is good.
Yeah.
Kasha right be a sacher
bar. It's still totally on my rock.
Okay. You have a kasha. All right, you're right. Now let's complete. Let's finish the Taisvis. Taisvis brings another place. Ki agavna, Ashken ki agavna, Tishrusa b'tzai Isa. The case there is a child is touching dough, and the suffix is if he touched Shrotzim. The layav a rubel midrabban. Could be this child doesn't play with Shrotz. If it's Svek Sveika, Safik Mukisait, Safik Drushasish. Lukash. Safik Mukisait, Safik Drushasish. So he explains in the brackets that would be a Svek Sveika. You take the one Safik that a Ashes Kayan has and you add a Safik Mukisait. You take the one Safik of Pusim Bas Gimel. And you add Safik Mukaseitz, now the whole Gemara is a problem. Ain't lame with the Mukaseitz Leshchiach. I mean, Abel Naris Gabesuma, Shein Latanis Basul Nation, Nechbetal Gabikarka. Parakula Nami Chabuti Mechbetin, and Kein Shchiach. So, the Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan, the Mukaseitz Pischa Sosom, Asi Shabi. The top Tais is brought Rabbeinu Chanan, the same Mukaseitz, just Pischa Sosom. It's no Kasha, but according to Rashi, it's Shver. We say that Mukaseitz is Pesach Pesuach. Okay, so what's Taisus Svek Sveika? So you have Eishes Kayin. Safik, Tachtav, Safik, Na Tachtav. Even if it was Tachtav, maybe it was Mukaseitz. Is that Svek Sveika Mishapir? Is Svek Sveika Taisus is saying now? Is that Svek Sveika Mishapir? Again, Safik, Tachtav, Safik, Na Tachtav. Even if it's Tachtav, maybe Shushasish, which means Bia. Maybe Mukaseit, which means without Bia. Now turn that around. Start the other way. Maybe it was Drusasish, maybe it was Mukaseit. And even if it was Mukaseit, even we're trying to find a Svek Sveika to be. Oh, I'm saying it. I'm sorry, Beishas Kayin. I'm sorry. You're right. You have to go to the other. You're right. Beishas Kayin, it's Vishabach. Okay. By Safik Pusim Bas Gimel, let's try it. Are you sure he asked it's not Vishabach? So one of them is not Vishabach. Let's try the next one. Pusim Bas Gimel, I think he says, right? Pusim Bas Gimel, it's a Svek Sveika. Maybe Ba'inis, maybe Baratza. And even if it's Baratza, and maybe some Mukaseis, that doesn't make sense. Okay. So you could start with Safik Drusasis, Safik. And even if it was Drusasish, maybe science, maybe it was Ratz. But you can't go the other way. Sir, Pnei Yeshua, what? It was Mukaseitz. It was Ratz, and maybe it was Mukaseitz. That makes sense. So Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivega both ask on this Taisis. That Taisis Kasha from this svek svek of Mukas Eitz is not a svek svek of Mishapech. So the answer, our Taisis holds like the Rambam, that it doesn't have to be Mishapech. The answer that our Taisis holds like the Rambam Shita, that a svek svek, it does not have to be Mishapech. But the crazy place, he can't hold that way. Crazy place, he explained, Kula Chad is fake, and the same Taisus. That it's a Sfek Sfek Hashem and Mishapech. So the crazy place, he holds that our Taisus holds it has to be Mishapech. So it comes back to the Neshur of Kivegas Kasha. That it's not Mishapech. So to answer this Kasha, the crazy place, he says, we had the Shach's exception. The Shach said that when there's a logical sequence to a Sfek Sfeika, it does not have to be Mishapech. Right? That was the Shach's rule. If you have a Suffolk, if the lion came in or didn't come in, and even if it came in, was it Dairus the sheep or not? So we said there, it's logical, the first Claire, did the Ari come into the barn? And then it was a Dairus. Logical sequence, then it doesn't have to be Mishapech. Okay, so Placey says that here, what's the logical sequence? What do you declare first? Einis Ratzin, or if there was a Bia or a Mukas Eitz? I don't ask him to that.
There's no Bia, there's
nothing to worry about. Yeah. He says, Placey says that it's logical to declare first, was there a Bia at all? Maybe there was, who cares? Who knows? Maybe there was. Maybe there was no Bia, maybe she's a Mukasait. So first we declare Mukasait and Drusa Sish. If there was a Bia, there wasn't a Bia. And after that, we first declare if it was a Bia, was it Einis Aratzin? So the fact that it's not Mishapech doesn't bother me because there's a logical order in which the Svek Sveka follows. You're asking, so places would have to have a different explanation. Okay. Wow, so this is Taisus. Anyway, we're going to finish Yishleimer. The Misa, the Mukasaitz, you have a Tayeris? Then can I be Kach? This is Teretz. If it's true as the Mukasaitz, she would have tainted it. They gnai b'kach. Could maybe be a sinus. Someone was mezana with her. It's a gnai. She doesn't want to say it. But that it was a mukaseit. It's not a gnai. But loitana, since she didn't say it. In l'stabich b'kach. We don't say maybe it happened.
Isn't that
Taisa
where
it
says in the
beginning
of Taisa? What? Isn't that Taisa where it says in the beginning of Taisa?
Why?
It creates a cause of sinus?
Yes. What Tosis said that most women would say. Some women don't say. So the reason we declare is because not a Rav Gamla. Maybe she's a woman who decided not to say. So by Einis it makes sense. But by Mukaseit, there's no reason in the world that she shouldn't say. So why doesn't she say? Alright. That's the end of Tosis. There is one last Kasha. We have Chazakis and Svek Svekis and there's one thing we didn't talk about, was Migus. So, there's a Kasha on this Taisus, which I'm going to show you on the Amid Beis. So we're going to get to it in the Amid Beis. I'll just speak out the Kasha now. What's our Gemara talking about? What did she tine? He tine is Pesach Pesach Matzah. She's tining Besula Ha'isi. That's what the Rosh said. She's saying Besula Ha'isi. Why doesn't she have a migu that she could have said mukaseitz? If she's lying, she could have said mukaseitz and gotten away. Ein gnai b'kach. So why don't we believe her? Besula yisi with a migu mukaseitz.
What?
Which she's tiny. Besula yisi.
She went away. She's obvious.
But believe me, I'm a Besula. No, the truth is I'm a Besula. But believe me, I'm a psul. If I wanted to lie, I would have said what to say. Why shouldn't you want to? It's not even going to happen.
Now, like, originally she wouldn't have come and said that she was a psul.
Why?
So her
no, when her husband came, her husband walked the Benz at Pesach Pesach Pesach. So she answered, it's not true. So at that time, she could have said, we could say it's empty. Right, so the way I'm asking the Kasha, it's not Einus, because say it's that I wasn't a bull at all.
So
give her a Migo.
What? It's contradicting what you say.
Every Migo contradicts. If I say I paid up my chai, believe me, Migo could have said I never borrowed. It's Peru, Migo, the Missouri. So that's every Migo contradicts. So what you're saying is correct. The way I'm speaking out to Kasha, it's not Shver. Because Taka, we do believe her. Just Shavya Nafshe. He said, so we do believe her. So in this case that we're talking about now, it's not so shver. Yeah. Just we believe her, Bezna believes her, but he still was Shavya Nafshe, he said Bula. So if he said Pesa Pesuach. So we believe her that she's a Psula.
But
He's saying Bula.
He's
saying Basula.
He's saying Pesach Psula. She's giving him a logical explanation why it's still Pesach.
What's her explanation?
If she went and
if she said Mukasei, it would be a great explanation, and he'd be satisfied.
And she wouldn't be awesome?
She wouldn't be awesome. If a man tells his wife, as well as she says, Mukasei, she'd believe. Yeah. She walks in, she says, Mukasei.
She'd be believed. 100%.
He didn't say she was Mazar. She's saying Basula, exactly. She's saying Basula, just she has a Migo Mukasaitz. So that doesn't help for Shavya Nasha. Okay, so for now, for our case, that's good. That's why the Mashar doesn't ask it here. Yes, in the early days. So we'll hopefully get back to it. Now let's learn some new Gemara. We haven't done that in a while. Umi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. Mi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. The Rebbe Lazar say what? That Bahaymer Pesa Pesui is also on her husband. Umi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. Did he say if a man Tanis Pesuach is she's also on her husband? Bahaymer Rebbe Lazar. Einisha Nesera Sabayla El Alas Gekino Yvistira. Bukamaisa Shahaya. A woman doesn't become also on her husband only with Kinoi and Stira. Kinoi and Stira. The Sechta Saita is the parsha of a Saita. A Saita is a parsha in the Torah, parsha's Nasai, where a man does kinoi. What is kinoi? He gives a warning to his wife. He suspects his wife of having an affair with a man. So he tells his wife, I warn you, I don't want you to be yichud alone in a room with this man. She's not allowed to be yichud anyway. She's not allowed to be yichud with anyone anyway. But he gives her a warning. Yichud is deraisa. Yichud of a married woman is deraisa. Yichud of a married woman is deraisa. So he wants her. He says, "I don't want you to be miyachid with that person." If she's miyachid with the person, that's called stira. Stira means she's seiser. She's hidden with him. So then the parsha of going down to the Beis Hamikdash and drinking. If she claims she was not mizana. So she drinks from the Mei Saita, and if she was Mizana, she dies, and if she wasn't Mizana, so she's okay. That's the parsha of Saita. After Kini and Stira, a woman becomes Asa to her husband. If a man warns his wife, and then she's Miyachid anyway. So even today, where we have no Mei Saita, if a man does Kini and a woman does Stira, she's Asa to her husband. She becomes Asa. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were asa until she drank. Because of mine, they're traveling for her to drink from the Mei Saita. She's asa to us. So Rabbi Eliezer said, to be marry anyone else, she needs a guest. She's asa sisha. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Ein isha neseres al-baila, ela, let's get kina v'stira. U ke maise shahaya. What is maise shahaya? It's the story of David and Bathsheba, where Bathsheba was married. She was married to Uriah. She was married to Uriah. And David saw her, became interested in her, and was Baal her. It was Baal her, and she became pregnant from that being. So, Kemaisa Shari has to be like the Maisa of David. David and how David was allowed. So tomorrow we'll get into this. Ketizbara, Maisa Shahaya Bikini Vistira Avon. The words don't make sense. Kim Maisa Shahaya. There was no Kini Vistira by David. Vaid Miyasrua. Also, she wasn't asked to David. Holy Kasha, Achikama. Eino Isha Neseres Al Baila. Elam Al Iski Kini Vistira. The only way a man, woman becomes asked to her husband is through Kini Vistira. Mi Maisa Shahaya. From the Maisa of David. Do Loi have a Kini Vistira? Where there was no kinoi, Uriah didn't say, don't be Yachid to David. And Shitaka was not asked to Uriah. When Uriah came back, Uriah returned from a battle and was by, and David commanded him to go back to his wife. He refused. David commanded him to go back. He went to his wife. And then ultimately he went back to war and he died in the following battle. But Mekomach and Kasha. Rabbi Eliezer says a woman only becomes asa to her husband through kini v'stira, and that's it. Not through pesa pesuach. So how could you say that you become asa through pesa pesuach? That's the Gemara's cash. Taisus is bothered. What kind of havamin is this? Tema. Hashta the boy lamehmed lamehmed afulah shavli chatichet isura. Kamar dehava mina that you don't say shavya anashi chatichet isura. Tikshilei mastisin ha'imelisha kedash ticha asa b'krayv esel. It's a mishnah that shavya anashi. So what did the Gemara think when the Gemara said you're only asa b'kina v'stira? What did the Gemara think? There's no such thing as shavya anashi. Yishleimed the sphere l'olam action. To understand this taisus, you have to remember a rule I told you in the past. There are two types of eidim. There are what we call eidis levrure and eidis lekiyume. Eidis levrure is what? It's eidis levrure, what? Eidus Levrure is like witnesses on a loan. Just the Eidus to know that it really happened. You want to have a raya that something really happened. So you bring witnesses. Eidus Levrure. That's a typical case of Eidim. All Dinei Mominis is Eidus Levrure. There's something else called Eidus Lekiyume. Eidus Lekiyume, I mentioned to you two cases of Eidus Lekiyume. What were they? Gittin and Kiddushin. Eidus Lekiyume means if there are no witnesses, it doesn't matter, that it doesn't change anything that it happened. If a man goes over to a woman in a alone in a room, goes over to a single woman, he gives her a ring, says, Ari Amakudesh asleep at the Bazuka, that's Moshe of Yisrael, he gives her a ring, then I'm married. Even though they're both might that it happened, they both agree that it happened, even though they both might that it happened, it doesn't matter. Without Eidus Lekiyume, Eidus to make it a kiyum of the thing, it's not a kedushin. Same thing a get. If a man writes a get and gives his wife, it's not a get without Eidim. Because by getting a kedushin, Eidus is Lekiyume, they make it happen. By mamin, it's only Lefure, only if I lend you money, if you never deny it, I'm never going to call the Eidim. But I'm worried, you may deny it, so I have witnesses. That Eidus Levrure. Eidus Lekiyume is that without the Eidim, it's nothing. Our Taisus holds a peladik thing that Taisus is learning this into the Gemara. That a woman being mezana with a man, now that Aveira is an Aveira even without Eidim, but that she should become asa to her husband because she's mezana is only if there's Eidus Lekiyume. Only if there are witnesses there, witnesses who see the znus. If witnesses don't see this nurse, then it's not a, she's not also a bailo. Of course it's nurse. She's going to, the Rabbi Shalom is going to hold her guilty for being mezana.
She's mezana. But,
Huh?
She admits on her own, there's no
Whistle of Bad. That's what Taisa says.
If I
say
the wine, why should I have it's
a good cash. The kasha on Taisus is, if in order to go to Labayla, you need two witnesses, what about Beisaita? What about Beisaita? No witnesses, Osnos. Why is it Saita Asura Labayla? Can you steer it? I ate Davish Barba Pots Mishnai. So this is a klal. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a Sefer Shari Chaim from Chaim Shmulevitz on Ksuvis. And he says there are two parshias in the Torah where a woman could become asa to a husband. One is the parsha of Saita, and one is the parsha of Znus. Totally different dinim. Parsha of Saita is kinei stira yasa to husband. Parsha of Znus is if a woman is nizana tachas baila, she's asa. The two dinim are not necessarily tali zebizet. Two different parashias. For example, he gives a couple of examples. If you have a woman that's shemeres yavam, she doesn't have any children, her husband died, and there's a brother. So what's the din? She needs yibum or chalitza. Right? She marries the husband's brother. She needs yibum or chalitza. If she is mizana during the time she's a shemeres yibum yavam, so she doesn't become asa to her husband. Because not her husband. She's a shemeres yavam. She's not a mizana. It's in the Torah. But she doesn't become asa to the brother. Yet, in Saita, there's a parsha of kinei v'stira. If the shemeres yavam warns her not to be miyachid with somebody, and she does it anyway, she's asa to the shemeres yavam. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz uses this as a raya that there are two separate parashas in the Torah. There's one parasha called Parasha of Znus, and there's one parasha, the Parasha of Shemeres Yavam, and the two different parashas. Our Taisus is saying that Pshat Na'al Gemara is, the Gemara thinks in the Hava Amina, that a woman only becomes asa to a husband with kinei v'stira, or eidim u'siznos. In other words, the parasha of kinei v'stira is a parasha. Besides that, if eidim see a ma'isiznos, she's asa to a husband. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Rav Eliezer, ein isha neseres abayla, elo b'kinei v'stira. What does that mean? It means a woman doesn't become asa to a husband only with the parasha of kinei v'stira. Znus has to be with Eidim. Without Eidim, it's only through kinei v'stira. That was the Gemara's Havamina. That Taisus is saying, in the Havamina, we thought that Znus needs what we're calling Eidus l'kiyumei. Eidus who know the Ma'isa Shaya. And without that, she doesn't become awesome. There's a parsha of Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam is a separate parsha. That doesn't need Eidim. But the parsha of Znus, that doesn't need Eidim. Right, let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara asks, "Kine v'stirin pes pesuach loy l'taymach kine v'stirin edim loy." Halachi kamer, "Ein ish neseres abal beit echad elu b'shnei edim v'kine v'stira afilo beit echad nami pes pesuach k'shnei edim dami." What does it mean? Pes pesuach k'shnei edim dami means the edis is not l'kiyume. It's just edis to know what happened, and pes pesuach, you know what happened. So you know what happened, that's good enough. Shavi anash. Alright, so now I'm going to go into a new thing. Now the Gemara goes into the Maisa of Dovin. Dovin of Hasheva, Maisa Shahayim, Neim Alei Asrua, and that's going to be the next sidetrack of this sugya. So, we finished the Yamid. What do we have here in the Yamid? The rules of Shavi Anafshei, of Svek Sveika, Chad Safik of Svek Sveika, and the rules of Chazaka, which Taisis brought in. And as I said, these are Yisaidis that we have to get clear. the Yomid Beis a lot easier, and as you'll see, we'll finish the bottom of Yomid Beis, and then we'll do Chazara and the whole sugya. There's one PS to the sugya, which is a Gevaldik Akasha that the Rosh Hashanah asks. It has nothing to do with halacha. It's a kasha. And the kasha is a good kasha. We have to try to answer it. But Lamaisa has nothing to do. Everything else you spoke out in the sugya has to do with Tzvekel. It's Lamaisa and Chazakas. The Rosh Hashanah asks, when you have a suffix, tachtav, and suffix not tachtav, and you don't know, we're calling that a 50-50 suffix. Tutstadim. Could be it was tachtav, could be it was not tachtav. Why don't we go according to Rav Zman? Why is it we never find that you go according to Rav Zman? What is Rav Zman? Let's say she was Arusa for 12 months. She was Tachta for 12 months. She's 12 years old. She's 13 years old. She's Arusa for 12 months. For the last 12 years, she was a Pinuya. Now, we know she wasn't Mizana in the first 3 years, because Pesulim would grow back. But she could have been Mizana anywhere between age 3 and age 30. So, what are the odds that she was Mizana in the last 12 months? I would think the odds are less than right. No? It's true, it's different when you're old. But still, it's also different when you're married. It's more likely Mizana as a Pesulim, perhaps. So, Why don't we go Basarayv? Why don't we go Basarayv? Okay, maybe 4, 5, 6. It's not likely she was Mizana. But she could have been Mizana as 11 years old, 12 years old, or 13 years old. So why don't I say 11 and 12 is 2 years, 13 is 1 year. I say 2 out of 3 that she was Mizana, not Tachtov. Why don't go Basarayv's man? So you have a suffix ayin and a suffix ratzin. Suffix tachtav, suffix na tachtav. It's a kasha on the suffix tachtav, suffix na tachtav. On that suffix. Why don't we go basarayv? He does find one place in Shas where we do go basarayv's man. And that is, the Gemara has the Mishnah in Shkolim, the seventh parak in Parak Zayin of Shkolim, has a case of somebody who finds money. Find money in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah Shkalim says that if you find money in Yerushalayim itself, they had a very good system of street sweeping. They swept the street every week, every day. So if you find money in Yerushalayim all year round, it's chulin. It's roiv mamon, it's chulin. But during Yom Tovim time, Rive money is, guess what? My rive money is Maisa Sheini, because Jews from all over Eretz Yisrael have Maisa Sheini money, which they can only spend in Yerushalayim. So they save it, and when they come to Yerushalayim, they take along the Maisa Sheini money. And during the Shal Shogal, there's so many Yidden from Chutz Yerushalayim, rive money, so during Yantif, rive money is Maisa Sheini money. During the year, it's Chol. On the Har HaBayis itself, not in this city. The Har HaBayis, they didn't sweep every day. If you find money in the Har HaBayis, it's chulin. Even Yom Tov time. Why? Because most of the time of the year, there are 49 weeks a year where people are not Ayla Regal, and there are 3 weeks a year where people are Ayla Regal. So we go according to Rive's man. Since Rive's man, it's chulin. So we assume that this money you found on the Har HaBayis is chulin. So to Rosh Hashanah, we see you go Basar Rav's man. In Yerushalayim, there's no Rav's man, they sweep every day. So I know it's not old money, I know it's new money. But in the Har HaBayis, where they didn't sweep every day, it wasn't as dirty, people lived there. So on the mountain itself, their money is chulin, you go Basar Rav's man. So Frech to Rosh Hashanah Kasha, why don't you go, Basar Rives man? And this seems to be a kasha in a lot of cases in Shas where you don't know, we have a suffix, you another example of Rabbi Basarai's note. There's another example. There's a case, I think it's a famous Shaila, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Gemara, Shabbos. A person gets lost in the desert. He's lost in the desert, he doesn't know which day it is. He doesn't know which day it is. What's the din? What's the din?
7 days.
Count 7 days.
So everyone knows this business with counting 7 days. That's not entirely accurate. The halacha is, he's not doing halacha any day. Except for Pekuach Nefashis. Any day, if he's Mesupik or Shabbos, he's never allowed to do Malacha Dereis. Making Kiddush, the din is he counts and he makes Kiddush every seventh day. And that's a din to Rabbanon, Shalai Tishtakach, the whole Kiddush. So, Malacha Dereis he's never allowed to do, on any day. It's a Safik Shabbos. And there the Magen Avraham asks, why don't we go bust a Rives man? On any day, could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. Rav says it's a weekday. So the Magen Avraham asks, why don't we go bust a Rav's man? No, but he's saying is, if you have the same suffix on every single day, you can't be making a lot of that suffix. If you have the same suffix every single day, you're a man of shopping, right? Huh? No, but there is such a rule in Sveikis that we don't say Sveikis where it's going to pass them in a possible thing. But the Magen Avraham is the cash. So we see there's such a thing as Rav's man. So the cash is, why don't we go bust a Rav's man here in our Gemara? And the Rishash bleibt schwer. Rishash bleibt schwer, and it's a little difficult to find a good teretz. This morning I saw that Rabbi Chanan has a teretz. Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim. In Chelek Beis, he has a section of Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitze. So the Shev Shmaitze is not complicated enough for you. You can get Rabbi Chanan on the Shev Shmaitze. And in the Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitze, in Ois Gimel, he says the teretz. But I made up my mind that I was going to not speak out any more confusing things in the sugya after what we've gone through already. So I think, I'm sitting here mesupik whether to go into it, Rabbi Chanan's teretz, I find confusing. And usually when someone explains it, finds it confusing, it's a little hard to give it over properly. So I tell you, if you want, you can look up the Rabbi Chanan. Shash's kashas, it sounds like a very good kasha. And I think rather than, I really, I'm sitting here being stupid, if I should try to explain it, rather than to confuse it, I think we'll let's leave the Rabbi Chanan and let's go on to the few minutes we have left, let's go on to the next piece of Gemara. Alright, now we move to a very difficult part of Navi. One of the most hardest parts of Navi is the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. And before we begin, I have to tell you that it's a well-known Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says Kol Ha'imer David Chata Eina Yelotayim. Anybody who understands that David did an Avera, whoever says David did an Avera, Eina Yelotayim. Make a mistake. Now, I have to tell you right away that if you learn Navi, David says Chatasi. Okay, David says Chatasi. He tells Nasana Navi Chatasi. So there's some chait, even though there's a Gemara that says Kolayim David Taya and Elotayim, the pasuk says Chatasi. And worse, there's a Gemara on Yuma, Dachav Beis, which says, Shol ba'achas, the David b'shtayim. Shol had one Avera, and David had two Averas. And the Gemara asks, Bo'ika ma'isa de Basheva, David's two Averas don't include the ma'isa Basheva. So the Gemara asks, Bo'ika ma'isa de Basheva. The Gemara answers for that he was punished already. We find the pasuk he was punished, so we're not counting it. We mean there are two averis for which we don't find he was punished. So the Gemara says he did an aver. And yet the Gemara in Shabbos says Kalaimer David Chata in the other time. So either we can understand that it's a machlaikis between the two sugyas, which in fact, at least one of the mafarshim on Agamar is going to hold a machlaikis. Or we can understand it as most mafarshim do, that kalayim David taya in echata in yalataya means if you understand David's chait on your level, you're making a mistake. As we certainly David did something wrong, we have to understand what it was. Was it? So we have to understand. But if you understand on your level that you saw this woman and fell in love with her and it was Mazana with Aisha Sish, so you make a mistake. So that's for certain, even before that's before we begin the sukkah. There's one other Nakuda which you should know, that this girl, Bathsheva, was 8 years old at the time. Also learning Daf Yomi, I think the Daf Yomi just recently passed the Gemara. Why does that talk about the chait of David? It's talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talks about how old a girl has to be to have a baby, to get become pregnant. So one man, the Yama says she has to be 9. The Gemara says no, but Sheva was 8 when she became pregnant. By the Mice of David, she was 8 years old. Which means she got married, she was maybe 7. Her father had died already. Her father had died. So that her kedushin at worst was a kedushin to Rabbanan. Her brother or mother married her to Oriya. So she was, at any rate, it appears, an Eish HaSish to Rabbanan at most, which is still an Aveir, not being an Eish to Rabbanan. But like, just before we start the sugya, I just want to give you a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about.
Who died before that?
The father of Bathsheva had died. Doinik Yontif writes that the father had died beforehand. I don't remember what his raya is. And that it was a kedushin rabban. I don't recall his raya. If I remember the raya, I'll tell you. But at any rate, so we're talking anyway about a kedushin rabban in the first place. And we're talking about a woman that was roi for David. David knew Baruch HaKadosh, that Bathsheva was roi for him. He stayed married to her. Shlomo HaMelech was born from Bathsheva. And not from that bia, but from a later bia, but so this is all sort of just a hakdama together to know what we're talking about. Okay. Let's learn now Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, B'chi teima ma'isa shahayim ebnei ma'alo yasro. Why wasn't Bathsheva osur to whom? To whom? To Oriya. And if she'd be asa to Oriya, she'd also be asa to David. There's a rule. And when it's asa labal, you're asa labayal. It's a logical rule. It happens if he deserves a kasa. It's logical. If a man's mizana with a married woman, she becomes asa to her husband, the Torah says you're asa to the bayal too. If you ask a woman to her husband, the woman's asa to the bayal as well. So it's asa labal, asa labayal. V'mnei ma'aloi asrua. Let's look to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Nimalei, so the bottom Rashi, Al David, Shari Eidim Harbe Yadu. They were witnesses. Witnesses. Huh? Two different?
This is
Eidim's Nus. They were Eidim who saw the Mises Nus. So it should have been Asatoria. So Frek Taisis, the bottom Taisis. Nimalei Asrua, Persia Countries. Halai Oise Mises Beidim. Aye, that Mises took place with witnesses. Have a nira. Nihi diyadua l'rabim have a shevi'a l'beisai. It may very well be that many people saw David take Bathsheva into his house, into his private room. They didn't see the ma'isa bia. Mechal shefeferes is a expression that the Gemara had in Makis, that Adam see the bia like a mechal b'shefeferes. Shefeferes is a tube in which they used to hold like eyeshadow. And Mikhail is the brush that you stick into the tube to decorate the eyes. So the Mises see the Maisa Bia like they see Mikhail going into Shefei Feres. Shebefnei b'nei yadam l'shimish, Tavra HaMelech. They were witnesses. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, even when he was Baal his wife, it certainly is Baal somebody. He shouldn't be Baal. So they were witnesses who saw Rashi's a pelatzer.
And there's no regard, though? Is that good enough?
Okay, we'll talk about that one second. V'nira l'ri l'faresh. So Ri explains the V'im timer of the Gemara is... Okay, the V'im timer is not a new sentence. V'nira l'ri l'faresh. V'im timer. Pesach Pesuach is Shnei Eidim. If you're going to say Pesach Pesuach is just like Shnei Eidim... Amai lo yasru ala David, the David ha'yodeya bevadei she'nibala... David knew the truth. So for David himself, he should have been Asr. Afa bishas tshuva, makam aki mikvah. He stayed married to him. And if in fact, she would be Asr to him, because of the Biel, I see tzaddik like chalei li'isha. Made a mistake once, he wouldn't have made a mistake twice. What is Rashi going to answer to this? So in the Shita Bukubet says, learns Pshat in the Machlaikis as follows. The halacha is that if you want to say Eidus, to give someone Misa, because he was Mizana, but someone is Asar, the witnesses have to see Kimichael B'Shefei Feres. They have to see the Bia itself. They have to see the Maisa Bia. On the other hand, if somebody wants to be Mekadesh Isha with Bia, Shloisha Durachim Isha Niknis, Bekesa Bishtarba Bia. So if a man wants to marry a woman, do Kedushe Bia, witnesses don't have to be in the room. It's enough Eidei Yichud. Eidei Yichud is good enough. There's an expression, Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia. A man goes into a room, a man and a woman with intent to have bia, they tell this to the witnesses, and they go into a room, be yichud. So, eidei yichud, hein hein, eidei bia. Zot the shita b'chubet says, what's the machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis? Machlaikis is, by eidei's nus, to asser a woman to a husband. Is it enough, eidei yichud? Or do you need Eidei Bia? Do you compare it to Dinei Nefashis? Which needs Eidus Kimechel B'Shefei Feres. Or do you compare it to Eidei Kiddushin? Which doesn't need Eidei Mechel B'Shefei Feres. All it needs is Eidim of Yichud. Taisvis was Matvian Rashi. Did David have Eides Kimechel B'Shefei Feres? Because Taisvis Shita is that you need to ask a woman to ask, need Eidim who see the Maisa be a Mamish. Rashi Shita is no. Rashi Shita is, it's enough to have Eidei Yichud. Taka David didn't have Eidus Kemachal B'Shefei Feres. But nevertheless, they were Eidei Yichud. And Rashi Shita is that it's enough to have Eidei Yichud, and that is adequate to ask a woman to ask. So Rashi and Taisus here are arguing in halacha. Rashi says that Eidei Yichud is enough to ask a woman to her husband. So he says they were Eidim by David. Taisus says you need Eidus Kimachal B'Shefei Feres, just like giving Misa. So Me'el Taisus says they weren't Eidim. So this is the site of the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. As a matter of halacha, in Evan Ezer, Simon Zion, the Ramah says, Eidei Yichud is enough to ask a woman to her husband. And the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Machaika, Kama Tmiya. That's not so. Eidei Yichud is not enough. We see the Parsha of Saita, you need Kinoi and Stira. Yichud is not enough, you need Kinoi and Stira. But the Ramah answers that Taina, that's Stab Yichud. Yichud derech znus. Yichud in a way, if a woman goes into a store to buy something, goes into someone's house to buy something, she's be yichud a man, the Ramah's maida, she's not asa to her husband. But eidei yichud, who know they went in, al das nus, that the Ramah holds is enough to ask her. And on that, the Chalkas Machaik and Beishmuel paskin like Taisvis, that it's enough, that's not enough. If you have kinevistir, it's enough, but otherwise you need mamish, Eidim who saw the Bia in order to ask. So it comes out that the Machlekes here, Rashi and Taisus, is a Machlekes in Halacha. Memela has an Afgamino, the Gabe, Dovin and Bashar. Okay, Mirz Hashem for tomorrow for a change. I could tell you to get moving in the Gemara. There's the first Taisus on the Yomid Beis. There's Rabbi Chanan on it. So if you finish the Taisus, I'll tell you.